emails out on expensive copy paper.
So what you're getting at is monitoring the office supplies and making sure we're not using too many or wasting too much.
Exactly.
I'm not convinced. As far as I'm concerned, we'd make hardly any savings compared to the personnel costs.
The drawback is it's quite labor-intensive to keep a check on this. But it could be a project for one of our work experience students.
Yes, we're actually in a position...
I don't want to spend too long on this point. We should set up the project Matt mentioned with the student and see how it goes. There are plenty of other areas we could consider. Let's turn to the next item, customer expenditure.
If you ask me, we should look carefully at client travel expenses and entertainment costs.
Absolutely. We spend far too much money on clients. The expense accounts aren't taken seriously enough. That's my view.
Anna, you've been very quiet.
Yes, I was just doing some calculations. Matt is right, but I think it would be crazy to cut expense accounts. In my opinion, we should introduce tighter guidelines.
Good. We seem to be getting somewhere. Let's draw up some action points on what we've discussed so far.
Audio 28.
Today, I'd like to establish where we think we can cut costs. We can discuss actual figures when we've considered what's possible. Jens, could you start us off, please?
Yes, well, if we look at the facts, we'll see that our costs for personnel are very high.
Yes, but we've discussed layoffs before.
Hang on, let's hear what Jens has to say about personnel before we reject the topic.
You're right, Anna. But I'm not talking about reducing the number of employees. Look at the overtime figures. They are here in black and white, and they're costing us a lot of money. The fact is, we need to keep these to a minimum to save money.
Matt, what's your position on this?
What Jens says is right. The thing is, we need to look at why we have so much overtime and if it's realistic to try to reduce it.
If we do reduce it, it'll mean dramatic savings. We could set up a program.
That all sounds pretty positive. Let's look into it at a country level and discuss it again at our next meeting. Can we move on to office resources? Anna, this was your point. Could you give us some detail, please?
Yes, what I mean is paper, office supplies, that sort of thing. I think if we look closely at what we actually use, we'll find there's a lot of waste. A classic example is printing.